Our Week 8 Locker Room Chats here continue, as well as our Valley Heights Locker Room Chats, our Mustang Locker Room Chat here provided by Blue Valley Technologies. We're with head coach now, the boys, Kenny Steinfort. It's in three games the last time we spoke, coach. You had back-to-back matchups against Concordia and Republic County, taking losses in both those games, and then facing the number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats, loss of 70 to 28 there on the game. So, coach, tell me about the last three games for you and your team.
Yeah, I mean, we've struggled in all three of them, and last week was a busy week for us. We had four games in 5 nights, and the Concordia game was definitely they're definitely a really good basketball team that put a lot of pressure on us, and we got some points on the board. I think we scored 40 in there, which was a good thing, but they basically dominated us in that game as well. And Public County, another good basketball team, but we came out, we were tired and we were flat, and we just did not play to our potential in that game. But it was another game where the boys all competed and did a good job.
Well, you got less than a month left to go here, the regular season, still trying to find the first win of the year. You got five games here in the stretch. What are some keys here to trying to find that first win? And, you know, what are some objectives and missions you're kind of giving to these kids here with the season kind of coming to the end?
Yeah, well, we definitely got to get some points on the board. We're fluctuating, standing at anywhere in the upper 20s to, our best has been 48 or 40 here. We had 40 last week, and 48's our best, but most of the time we're in that 20, upper 20s to mid 30 range, and we got to find ways to put points on the board and definitely get better defensively. We're struggling there, and especially in the turnover, a lot of teams are getting a lot of points off transition basketball, so we've got to eliminate the turnovers and we got to become better rebounders. Each game they're getting better. They're just young right now and having to play up at a level that they're not quite ready for at this moment in time. But, it's what was the cards have been dealt, and we're doing, they're playing hard and getting better each week.
Yeah, you kind of talk about these players, how young they are. Are there any players that have really stood out to you so far this season, which is a month coming down to it? Who are some players that you've really seen have shined out on the floor and expecting big things here, not only just finishing the season, but going in the next year?
Yeah, our junior Everson Parker has had some bright moments and has done a nice job for us. He's our only returning letter winner that we had from last year. The other player that stood out is our freshman Ben Miller. He's been a double digit, wasn't last night, but every night here he's pretty much in double digits, and he does a nice job for us and handles the ball majority of the time as well. So I would say, going forward, those are two guys that have stepped up this year and are doing a nice job. We're trying to get we have a 6'5" freshman who we're trying to, he's getting stronger each day and better and more aggressive, and hopefully we can get him over the summer to help us out next year.
Upcoming here at Chapman and Clay Center, what are some keys to these two matchups in the non-league side of things?
Well, I mean, number one, with coming up here with Chapman, it's a game that Chapman struggled this year, and so have we, and so both of us are going to be looking for our first win, it looks like. And we're going to have to come out and handle whatever pressure they give us and be able to take care of the basketball. And if we do that and stuff, it seems like, we get more offensive possessions, of course, if we can take care of it and have a better chance of putting the ball in the hole. And, we're going to have to play defense. You're going to have to get better there defensively. And, Clay Center, another good basketball team. Again, I'd say it's the same thing. We just got to take care of the basketball and give ourselves an opportunity at the offensive end to put the ball in the hole.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right. Hey, thank you for covering Mustang Athletics.
That was head coach of the Valley Heights Mustang Boys, Kenny Steinfort. This Locker Room Chat again brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Upcoming for the Valley Heights Mustangs, they search for their first win of the season with Chapman on Friday in Clay Center next Tuesday.